JSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund and Charles and Taco Parker and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, featuring a May 2025 interview with Sharon Isbin, who's made the world premiere recordings of music by American composer Karen Lefrak, her Miami Concerto for guitar and orchestra, and her Latin-influenced chamber music piece, Habanera Nights. We'll also hear Castelnuovo Tedesco's quintet for guitar and strings. We'll start with Sharon Isbin performing Asturias by Isaac Albéniz. Sharon Isbin opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Asturias by Isaac Albéniz. Next, we'll hear her and the Pacifica Quartet in the Quintet Opus 143 by Castelnuovo Tedesco. The piece was written for guitarist Andres Segovia, and Sharon Isbin spoke about her lessons with him.
So I was about 14 years old, and my father had introduced himself to Sophocles Pappas, who had a guitar store in Washington, D.C. My father would commute every month for the work he did as a consultant for the Atomic Energy Commission. He was interested in a guitar that Sophocles Pappas had advertised and went to the shop and became friendly with Pappas, who then ended up introducing me to Segovia when I was 14 years old. That's when I had my first of several lessons with Segovia. And when I would play for Segovia, he would listen, he would point out a few things. But what was the magic that stayed with me was when he would pick up a guitar and demonstrate something and just imagine, you couldn't do this at a master class, but here I was just a few inches away from him and I could see his hands on the instrument and I was fascinated by the right hand and that beautiful, beautiful sound that was like a gem. So that is something that stayed in my ear and became a quality of tone that I wanted to emulate. Thank you.